Of the 48 things that we say are required to be Koneh Torah, perhaps the most difficult to understand, at least to me, is Lev Tov. Lev Tov, the 21st thing on the list, is very not specific. It doesn't exactly tell us what we're meant to do. It's just describing what we are meant to have. And so the Tiferes Yisrael, amongst others, describe it as this general good midah, person's a good person. But perhaps we might be able to understand what exactly this means from the other contexts in which Lev Tov comes up. As a matter of fact, earlier in the first parak of Avos, we had another reference to Lev Tov, and that was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who asked all of the students to go and discover, find out what exactly was the best midah to have. And after they all offer and provide their own suggestions, so finally Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch says Lev Tov. And then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai responds, indeed, Ra'ani Yastivri Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch Shebechlal Dvarav Devreichem. Lev Tov encompasses all of the other midos that you mentioned. So it's clear that Lev Tov does indeed encompass many other positive traits. So Ravadi Bar Tanura says that the Lev, of course, is the place where all of the koach, all of the energy, the heart, really energizes the rest of the body and the rest of the midos, and that's why Lev Tov is this all-encompassing type of mida. But perhaps we might take a look at Rav Matisyahu HaYetzari, who says instead of Lev Tov, his girsa is Lev Tahar. Very interestingly, and he describes it, Shu sameach kishachavera utalmido omrim eze davar pilpul o mesiyashev al halev ve'ena mekana lema'al aschem. You have a person, a colleague, who says something really amazing, and instead of being jealous of that person's Torah, instead of being jealous of that person, you are happy for them. This is one of the hallmarks of the tefillah of Rabban Chunin ben Akana, who before he walked into the Beis Medrash, he would say a tefillah, prayer. What would he pray for? So the Gemara explains, one of the things he would pray for, Le'ikashlu chavera b'dvar halacha, ve'esmach b'hem. I want to be happy at the successes of others. I want to be able to look at other people with generosity, with the ability to be happy for their successes and to be happy with their esteem. Now this is so appropriate for these days, these difficult days of Sfiras HaOmer, when we remember the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, because as the Gemara Yevamah says, "V'chulam meisu b'perek echad b'pnei shelo nagu kavod ze lezeh." They, as scholars, were not having the appropriate kavod for each other. And the Medrash in Bereishis Rambam further explains. He says to his new students, "Harishonim lo meisu ela shahisa einehem tsaru leelu leelu." They did not have the generosity of spirit to be able to be happy for one another. Tenu da'etchem shlo ta'asu k'maaseichem. Make sure that you yourselves focus on never doing that to each other. And amdu umilu kol eretz Yisrael Torah. And they themselves, this new group of Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva had, because of this midah, because of the slave Torah, because of this focus on not being jealous of each other, being supportive of the Torah of each other, and being happy at each other's successes, they were able to fill the land with Torah, fill the Mishnah, populate all of the Torah Shebaal Peh in that generation.